You know those scanners that people are using to take your temperature in lots of places? Yeah, they're not helping. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. At the beginning of the pandemic, almost exactly this time last year, we heard a lot of promises about the types of technology that could help us stop the spread of the disease. One of those tech miracles was supposed to be thermal cameras, devices that could read someone's temperature from a distance. Companies bought them in droves, thinking that installing them at the entrances of schools, airports, or offices could stop sick people from entering. But do they work, and did they ever? Connor Healy is the government director at IPVM, a video surveillance research firm. He recently co-authored a study on fever scanning devices and said many have one large flaw.
While we found that they're inaccurate, but not just that they're inaccurate, they're inaccurate in a particular way. The fever cameras are taking a reading of a person's surface temperature each time you get scanned, but they're adjusting that reading before it gets shown to the user who's evaluating whether or not that person should enter a facility. And if the reading's quite low, they'll adjust it up. If the reading's high, they'll adjust it down. The upshot is that this results in reducing temperatures that should be reported as fevers to the normal range and reporting them as normal.
I mean, you're saying it really nicely. It sounds like what you're saying is these do nothing and there's no point in using them. I can't imagine how that would ever produce an effect that would keep people safe if what you were trying to do was keep people with fevers out of a building.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine how it would keep people safe either, but it's more than the fact that they're just not detecting fevers. They're actually actively telling people that their temperatures are normal.
What's your understanding of why that software exists and the readings are getting revised? Are they like compensating for low quality sensors?
In my opinion, they are making up for poor performance, as you suggested. You know, in many cases, they're using low-resolution sensors, and that's part of it. But sort of comprehensively, when you look at the design, manufacturing, implementation, and marketing of these devices, there are so many pieces that get in the way of doing accurate temperature screening with a thermal camera. And this compensating algorithm creates an appearance of normal function. Nobody investigates a normal temperature or considers it odd that somebody's temperature would be normal when it's reported by one of these devices. And so if they're either poorly manufactured or not used in a way that's consistent with how they should be used in order to take accurate readings, the compensating algorithm might make up for that and make everything seem like it's working just fine.
What do the companies say? For example, it seems like at least one of them told you it was, you know, to make up for a factor like people coming into a building from the hot sun.
Yeah, some companies have used that justification. I mean, the thing is that if somebody's coming in after being in the hot sun, you know, what the FDA says and what the IEC says, which is, you know, an international group of scientists that convened and came up with guidelines for human temperature screening with thermal cameras, what they say is that people should wait inside for 15 minutes at room temperature before being screened for exactly that reason, that coming in from a hot environment or a cold environment will affect the reading that you have. So the correct solution to that is not to just simply adjust the readings so that they're more normal.
You also noted that some of the companies selling these scanners only got into business in the past year, likely because of COVID. Is that a cause for concern?
Yeah, absolutely. What's quite typical is that they are actually, you know, not manufacturing them. They're buying them from someone else and relabeling them. That is a big concern. Many of these smaller companies would not and have not been able to answer questions about, you know, why their devices might even have a compensating algorithm, because they may well not know.
I mean, when there's something like this, there is always a rush to sort of security theater. And I wonder if over the past year, have you seen any use of this technology that's actually been successful that we know of in helping slow the spread of COVID?
In general, no. I can't think of an example to give you. I'm sure that there are setups out there I'm sure that there are many that are done correctly and that are potentially accurate enough for human screening, but they would be quite rare.
Should there be some rules? Like, if these are being touted as medical devices or medical grade devices that can keep people safe going back to work or school, should there be more stringent requirements?
So there are rules, and those rules were essentially waived. The FDA said, we're not going to object to new devices coming onto the market because we don't want to impede the supply. It's been almost a year since they said that. There is plenty of supply now, and the rules should be put back into place.
Are there FDA-approved scanners that work?
There are ones that work in the sense they don't have a compensating algorithm, and they'll work if you use them correctly. So yes and no. And the no part of that question is that people, you know, even many of the people selling these devices really just don't appreciate how complicated it is to use them to take human temperatures. You need to control the humidity level in the screening area, the ambient temperature, any sources of light, especially the sun, reflective surfaces. These cameras generally run $10,000 to $12,000. And the FDA cleared handheld thermometer that we used in our study goes for anywhere from $40 to $150.
Connor Healy is the government director at the research firm IPVM. On March 4th, the FDA sent warning letters to companies that might be selling unauthorized devices. And now for some related links. There's a link to Healy's firm's research at marketplacetech.org in case you want to nerd out. I know how you love the charts and graphs. There's also a link to the FDA's letter that I just mentioned. One thing I did find interesting is that the letter included a quote from the agency's head of device quality evaluation, who said that if a device can detect an elevated temperature, it, quote, can be an important risk management tool during the pandemic when used properly. However, lots of COVID spread happens from people who aren't showing any symptoms. Researchers say even if they're used correctly and are accurate, temperature guns alone are pretty insufficient when it comes to keeping an area safe. They certainly aren't going to catch everyone who's infected. And given all the problems with using these devices correctly or tracking which ones aren't FDA cleared at all, I gotta say, it's a little surprising to hear the FDA determine that there's any reason for this ongoing health security theater. Even Dr. Anthony Fauci said in August of last year, he doesn't bother with thermal scans when he's going to the White House or the National Institutes of Health. And other doctors have said that thermometers can contribute to a false sense of security, leading people to think everything is just fine in the place they just walked into. So I guess I'm not sure where the idea that they're good risk management is still coming from. This is, of course, the same FDA that only just this week moved to streamline approval for at-home COVID tests, which could help catch asymptomatic infections before people even leave the house and have someone wave a useless chunk of metal at them before letting them on into the bar or hair salon. Health experts have been arguing for almost the entire duration of the pandemic that widespread, cheap, and easy access to testing is the best possible way to keep the spread under control, followed closely by wearing a damn mask and, yes, making sure it goes over your nose. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.